Anyway, it's a pleasure to be here. We hope you enjoy the songs. I'd like to start, you know, speaking of Grand Ole Opry, this is my 21st year there at the branch of the Louisiana Hayride. And I have a lot of good friends there. And one of them is a fellow they call the King of Country Music, Roy Acuff. And even before I came there, Roy had written and recorded a song that was destined to become a country classic. I'd like to sing it for y'all one more time tonight. From the great Atlantic Ocean to the wide Pacific shore, from the freedom-flowing mountains to the south held by the shore, she's mighty tall and handsome and known quite well to all. She's a combination of the Wabash Cannonball. Hey, listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar, as she glides along the woodland to the hill and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine, hear that lonesome hobo squall. You're traveling through the jungle on the Wabash Cannonball. Let me hear that guitar. I'm about to hammer this boy. She came down to Birmingham one cold December day. As she pulled into the station, you could hear those hillbillies say, see that gal from Tennessee, she's long and she's tall. She came down to Birmingham on the Wabash Cannonball. Well, listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar, as she glides along the woodland to the hill and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine, hear that lonesome hobo squall. You're traveling through the jungle on the Wabash Cannonball. Now here's to Daddy Claxton, may his name forever stand and always be remembered in the courts of Alabama. Well, his earthly race is over and the curtain's round and fall. We'll carry him home to victory on the Wabash Cannonball. Hey, listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar, as she glides along the woodland to the hill and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine, hear that lonesome hobo squall. You're traveling through the jungle on the Wabash Cannonball.